This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 207.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, what's going on? What's going on? I hope you are doing fantastic, guys. Guys, I got an episode for you here that I kind of want to just get off my chest, something I want to share with you. I just got off of and I'm just going to launch right into it here and kind of skip anything on the personal side or any stories. And I just, a little while ago, I hopped off of our level 10 meeting with my leadership team. And it was probably one of the most raw and productive level 10 meetings that we've ever had. And if you don't know what a level 10 meeting is, you guys can pick up and read the book Traction. Essentially, it's a 90-minute meeting. It's very formal, structured way of going through and knocking out certain segments, including reporting on your scorecard, you know, your KPIs, your numbers, and really just going through your list of issues and kind of mowing them down, right? And this particular L10, the reason I wanted to hop on here and share this with you is because I think it's something that can really benefit you if you take it to heart. You know, I've worked so hard over the course of the last, you know, several years to just really build a fun culture. We have a small, very small team, a team of six of us, and even though we work virtual, you know, the culture is extremely important to me. It's a culture of, you know, openness, vulnerability, just honest. It's you know, having integrity is one of, it's actually our main core value. It's that's the first of the five core values. But we're all very playful with each other. We have a great time. And I think, you know, oftentimes when you're so close as a unit, it gives you the freedom to not check each other and hold each other accountable to the highest level. And what I mean by that is, you know, I was starting to notice some trends within our team that, and this wasn't, maybe trend is a strong word, but, you know, let me just kind of let you know some of the things that we talked about here. So there was a, we were going through our scorecard and our numbers. I'm sorry, we were going through our rocks. Okay, we were going through our company rocks, and there was several rocks that we were just kind of kicking the can down the road. In other words, they were due by a certain date, and we were pushing them off and saying, okay, I committed to do this by this date, but for A or B reason, that didn't happen, and I adjusted the due date. But that happened like three or four times. And I finally, I created an issue out of it, right? And when we got to the issues portion of our level 10 meeting, I said, you know, we got to start holding each other accountable and like elevate, like holding each other to a higher standard. And one of the things that I think you guys, you know, should do, if you're listening to this, you know, you're obviously, you're an entrepreneur, you're an investor, or you want to be, and you're on your way. Leadership starts with holding yourself accountable first. And I think, you know, just to give you an example, I had done that with one of my rocks and one of my to-dos is on two different occasions, I had adjusted the date because I didn't fully complete it. I was on my way, but I didn't complete it by the date that I agreed to complete it by. Now, in one of these particular examples, guys, I was waiting on somebody to give me information in order to complete it. So it was a little bit out of my hands, but you don't want, if you're in that position, you don't want to say, you don't want to come up with the excuse and say, oh, well, it's out of my hands and it's, you know, I didn't get what I needed from this person, so I couldn't complete this. As a leader, I think you need to call yourself to the carpet first and say, hey, listen, this is on me. You know, and I think, you know, as the leader of your team, your people are going to follow you. They're going to watch you, and you're setting the standard. You're setting the example. And I think I had dropped the ball in that a couple different occasions. I had kicked that can down the road. I had readjusted the date, and I think they saw that and maybe even felt the freedom and the liberty to do that on their end. Now, I do realize that obviously sometimes we got to be flexible and we have to adjust dates. I get that. But keep an eye on your business. Keep an eye on your actions, your activities, and how your team is mirroring what you do as the leader of your business and of your company. And I noticed that for a couple of, you know, 2-3 weeks now, there was a few to-dos and a few rocks that continue to get adjusted. And I kind of just had to put a stop and say, hey, listen, this starts with me. Okay, I'm not doing this anymore. And as a result, neither is anybody else on the team. You know, if you commit to finish something by a certain date, that's got to get done, or it's got to be communicated ahead of time. If you run into a wall, if you have a challenge, you know, what's the challenge? Come to me or come to somebody else on the team with 3 potential solutions, and then let's work through it, right? But I wanted to just share that with you because, you know, there's challenges in every business. And, you know, this particular L10, I had to challenge myself, and I asked the team, hey, hold me accountable. If you see that I do this, call me to the carpet and say, hey, you know, what got in the way of you getting this done by the date that you said you were going to get it done? And you want to surround yourself with people that are going to tell you the truth and tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. Okay. And I think that starts with you as the head of the snake, right? Or as the leader, the CEO of your business, the visionary. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this, that's probably you, but make sure that you set the highest standard possible, and that, you know, you're creating a culture in your team that they're doing everything they can to meet that standard, even exceed it, and hold everybody on the team accountable. And it was a little bit challenging. You know, there was some tension on the call, not in a bad way, in a healthy way. And by the end of it, you know, the few people I had on that call in the leadership team, you know, came and said, hey, that was probably the best L10 we had. And a lot came of it. The spirits were lifted. We got closer. And I think that comes when you can just be real, authentic, and honest with each other, and kind of just shoot straight, shoot right between the eyes, and tell people what you expect, because you get what you expect. So anyways, guys, I just wanted to kind of hop on here and share that with you. Not the typical type of content that I cover on this show, but like this literally just happened, you know, maybe half hour ago or so. And I wanted to, I thought it could be a learning lesson, not only for, you know, for you guys, but for me, just kind of talking through it and digesting it now that we just had this L10. And I think, again, it really starts with me. You know, I realized that in certain areas I was kind of dropping the ball by making it acceptable and allowable to just adjust dates that I had committed to. And as a result, your team's going to follow suit, you know, and I think that was the case, you know, with some of my team members, and that's my fault. That's not theirs. You know, you got to set that standard and hold each other accountable. And it starts with you saying, hey, hold me accountable. And in fact, I promise I'm going to hold you accountable. And then the other part of this is that I've talked about this before is ultimately, guys, you want to surround yourself with people that are going to hold themselves accountable. You know, like I'm disappointed in myself that there's on a couple occasions I felt it was okay to just kind of adjust a date and, hey, I'll get to it next week, even though it's not like super high priority. You know, if you set a date to accomplish something by then, do it, you know, and yeah, if things come up, you can be flexible. Just don't make sure it's not a trend. Make sure it's not something that you and or your team, you know, consistently do. So anyways, guys, that's what I got. Let me know your thoughts on this particular episode, and I look forward to catching you in the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.